Epilogue. Anne Boleyn was executed at the Tower of London on the 19th of May 1536, the first English queen to be publicly executed. King Henry ordered a special expert executioner, Rombaut from France. Before she died, Anne made a short speech. She didn't criticize King Henry to save Elizabeth and her family from the king's anger, but she didn't confess any guilt of the charges against her. It was clear to everybody that she was innocent. She knelt upright in the French style of executions. Her ladies removed her necklaces, and then she closed her eyes. Rombaut executed her with a single stroke. King Henry did not organize a funeral or even provide a proper coffin for Anne Boleyn. Her body lay on the scaffold for some time before a worker from the Tower found an empty wooden box for her head and body. They buried her in an unmarked grave in the chapel of St. Peter and Vincula. Workers identified her skeleton hundreds of years later during renovations of the chapel in the reign of Queen Victoria, and Anne's resting place is now marked in the floor. Anne's daughter, Elizabeth, became queen in 1558, the fifth and last monarch of the Tudor dynasty. Historians remember Queen Elizabeth I as one of the most successful monarchs in English history.